Alexa, what's the temperature outside?
Right now, it's 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Today, expect a high of 40 degrees.
Fuck!
All right, let's get it started.
Let's go!
What is going on, you beautiful souls, man? People of HTO, welcome back. I hope you had a phenomenal weekend. Everything that you wanted to do, you got done, and everything that you wish you could have got done, you're going to push off till next fucking weekend. You know what I mean? Oh, I had a thought that ran through my head yesterday while I was sitting around. Actually, to be honest, I said it on social media, man, and I went to the store. And going to the store, I flipped on the radio. Now, I don't know, normally listen to the radio. Normally, I got like Amazon Music or something piped through the Bluetooth. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. And this commercial came across. And it was for some fucking drug. I don't remember. We'll just call it Flim Flam. And they were like, "Do you have discolored fingernails? Well, if so," and I'm looking at my fingernails and I'm going, fuck, man, are they discolored? You know, like, oh, back to the road. And I'm thinking about it and I'm going, man, these motherfuckers, they got me thinking about my fingernails. "If you have discolored fingernails, then you may have testiculosis, bullosis, and I'm like, where did you come up with that fucking word? Like, who's the guy that comes up with these, like, sentence long symptom defining words, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you see them. Like, just look through the medical journal. Once in a while, you will see these fucking keyboard long words. And I'm listening to this ad as it's going on. And they're like, you know, after 6 treatments, you can be completely cleared and have crystal clear fingernails. Symptoms may cause leaky asshole, yeast infections, a broken leg, a poor credit score, and a whack in your relationship." I'm like, fuck, man. I think my fingernails look fine. I'm like, you got more symptoms. If I didn't take the pill, then if I did. Like, what the whack is going on with that? Bruh. And to be honest, it's like the symptoms went on for like 2 minutes, right? Precautions, high temperature, this, that, and everything else. The third, you might have a flat tire on your car. Your dog might gain weight. I'm like, my God. Is that what's going on in the medical field, man? In the prescription-based field? I shouldn't say the medical field because there's some phenomenal doctors out there. But are they just throwing fucking noodles at the wall, see what sticks? Like, is this just like nationwide test subjects? Like, what the fuck is going on? And then, so like, okay, so you do have a leaky asshole and a yeast infection, right? Because you wanted nice fingernails. So then you get 2 more drugs that have more, may cause blurry vision, ringing in the ears, your hair might fall out. You're like, holy fuck, man. So by the time it's all over, you're a basket case. These motherfucking prescription companies, I don't know how they got so filthy rich. I mean, I guess I do understand how they got so filthy rich when the fucking pill is like $200. I just wanted some nice looking fingernails. I got to thinking about it after I got home. I sent the tweet out, right? And of course, it gets no love because it's not about something that had to do with most of my timeline is basically streamer based. And I thought about it and I'm like, maybe some of these people are in the crowd. Maybe I know some people that have a leaky asshole and they just haven't told me about it. You know what I mean? Like, maybe Maybe they got a poor credit score because they took Flim Flam. Oh, well, welcome to my Monday morning. I hope your Monday morning is going to be going pretty good, man. You good plans going on for the week. I got to see a lot of cool shit this weekend. I stopped in some streams, however brief. I got to see the good face of Charlie Bravo. He was playing some World of Warcraft. What else did I do? I got to did a little pop-up stream last night where I cooked up a pound of bacon, two pieces of toast, and ate over easy eggs, you know. But we had some good people come through, man. Shout out to Yogami, King Naps. Let's see, who else came through, man? Jesus, there was a bunch of people. I feel like I'm shortchanging them if I don't give them a shout out, you know what I mean? But, well, if you were there and you stopped through, then you know who you are. Got to see my good man Polo Stairs for a brief moment. He came in just towards the end there. It was cool. I just felt like throwing something up, and I realized how shit Streamlabs Mobile has become. And I said it, okay? This used to be an app that I used to be able to go fishing with out in the middle of nowhere, and it did pretty well. But now in a house with 60 upload, this fucking app on an iPhone 11 Pro runs like an episode of Gumby from the 60s, okay? What the fuck are you guys doing over there, Streamlabs, huh? You got good customers paying good money. What is going on? Are you guys losing your shit, huh? Paywalling, it's got you, the cash has got you losing touch with your customer base. My God, bro. But it was fun, man. It was fun. I got to cook it up, chop it up a little bit, talk with some folks. You know, had a conversation with them about, we might do some streams where we listen to the podcast live. Since I'm the author, you can't fucking mute me, Twitch, because it's my own shit. Huh? Fucking copyright nonsense. And you know, maybe we'll pause it. You know, I can answer some questions. It's not you know, I'm not looking for anything major out of it. It just might be a way to throw a little bit back into the audience, and maybe a way for me to interact with you guys just on a little bit better of a basis, other than just talking on Twitter when I ask a question here. You know what I'm saying? Poots. Yes, she knows what I'm talking about, right, Poots? Chunky Booze is wandering around this morning. I don't know what she's looking for. You want a box? Huh? Baby girl? Meow, 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 meow. Oh, I watched a little bit of sports, too, which is super rare for me. I was, I pulled up the, what was it, the Vikings game. Wow. Holy rip. Pulled up a little bit on the San Francisco game while I was watching a movie, which was, you know, I mean, the Niners, it was a place that I used to go watch football quite a bit consistently. So it was one of those deals where it just kind of felt nostalgic. They beat out the Rams 24-16, which was cool. Boots is climbing in a box. You might hear that in the background. I don't know, but man, did the Vikings get their stomped, bro? Vikings got stomped. Packers too, which was crazy. Yeah, it's just what a weird time to just you know, randomly pull up some NFL, which, like I said, I typically don't do. You know, I'm not that NFL buff. You know, I don't know who's throwing for what and completions and all this fucking jazz, because when I get to work, that's what they're talking about. There's a lot of people talking about that. Did you see that play? Did you see this play? That call was bullshit, bro. Call was bullshit. Should have had that, bro. And I'm sitting at the picnic table like, it was nice on Saturday outside. Maybe you should fucking try going out there. No, but it's been rather cold here lately, so. Kind of looking towards the indoor activities again, trying to find a game to play, but that's like, that ain't going to happen. That ain't gonna happen. Not for another like 2 weeks to a month. So I found myself doing a lot of other shit, man. You know, cleaning out boxes. And now, I don't know if you guys ever do inventory at your house, but you realize about three casts ago, I was talking about how I was going through my stuff and I'm a utilitarian. And if I don't need it, I don't keep it. Well, I still keep finding shit. I'm like, what cord is this? Huh? Listen, fellas, I know I can't be the only one that's got a box of fucking cords out there that you just threw in a box because you were like, man, I don't know. Maybe I might need it someday. No, you don't. You won't. Get rid of that shit. I've got boxes of cords, man, that I'm like, I don't even know what this goes to anymore. I've probably had this like 15 years. Get rid of that shit, bro. What, Poots? Get rid of that shit, bro. See, she even Poots was like, I was talking about the cords. She's like, meow, meow. Like, yeah, man, you probably should get rid of that. You probably should get rid of that. I was like, man, I got too much of this shit. Here we go. All right, hold on a second here. Goddamn egg, it's calling me. Oh, man. All right, thanks for hanging in there. While I was on the phone with my egg, I looked out the window, and I seen like a puddle of underneath my truck. I was like, man, I got to run out there real quick and check this out. Turns out I got a cracked brake line on my front left. So I guess I'm going to be doing that next weekend. Guess we're gonna have to fix that son of a wank, because you definitely don't want that before you know, hell, anytime, right? I mean, I still have three other brakes.
am I right?
listen, but I'm on a budget, you know what I mean? I got a cat, and this cat is round, and it's a Poots, and she's eating right now. Again, Poots, honey, stop stress eating. Not that you have anything to stress about, but whatevs, man. Oh, so let's see. What do we got? We got a guy leaving the job Tuesday. And when he leaves the job, my workload's going to increase about double. And I'm kind of torn, ladies and gentlemen, people of the Hard Talk Life. I'm going to keep it real with you. Somebody better start coming out of their wallet. You ain't paying, I ain't playing. You know what I mean? If you're good at something, you shouldn't do it for free, et cetera, et cetera. All those other little taglines and fucking famous things you could say about it, they apply. However, I will do it for one reason and one reason only. Some of these guys that I work with, especially my lead, is a good dude, right? He's the type of guy that roll up his sleeves, and when shit's getting thick, he'll get in there with you. He's not just going to stand there in a suit and tie and fucking stare at you and go, well, what's the problem? He'll get dirty with you. And if he asks me to do something, I'll do it. Because if I ask him for something, he'll do it. So it's respect. So I'll do it for a while out of respect. That only goes so far, right? It's only going to go so far. There's another side of that proverbial coin. And that's it. Jobs are hard to come by out here, right? Right now, with the way the state of everything is. I know I've talked about it in previous podcasts with the COVID fucking thing. Jobs are hard to come by. So you kind of have to do what you have to do, especially if you like what you're doing. And I do like what I'm doing. I know it's super, super chill. A lot of cool people that I work with. And that's fulfilling. For me, that's fulfilling enough. Now, for some people, they're just like, fuck that, I'm not working for the man. And you'll only find happiness if you work for yourself. That's not true. And, I really, really enjoy getting out there, being upright, vertical, not in a chair, and doing something. You know what I mean? And getting a little bit of my physicality back. And you know, a lot of those things where people, some guys have said, well,
I go to the gym.
Well, good for you. Way to go, sunshine. As long as you're happy, I don't care, right? For me, this is fulfilling. For me, it makes me happy. It's a cool place. Regardless of what, you know, the people I work with complain about, Because it's Monday. And you know the hashtag Fuck Mondays. Shout out to my man. It's In6Chunks. It's probably on his Instagram right now. Right now. Right, Boots? So she was checking out his Instagram too. Fucking love this cat. Such a goon. But before the break, I was talking about how like we all have a bunch of shit laying around our house. So I got rid of some stuff, man. I donated a bunch of to a bunch of other people. Got rid of a ton of stuff. I still got some more to go, I think. Still working on the podcast room. A little bit of an update on that. We have the table. I know that doesn't sound like much, but when you were going for a specific type, you know, it's a something. It's a something. Still working on getting a mic. So thank you for guys for listening. Thank you, Anchor, for the sponsor. A small update on a few other things that we're working on. There will be a link in the description down below, the show notes, whatever you want to call them in this industry, for a website that I might be working on. I might be working with podcastpage.io, and I'd like to get some feedback on it, see if it's something that you guys would use. I know in a greater outside of the audience, it will help discoverability. So we're going to give it a shot. We're going to kind of build it up. I started, I probably put a couple hours into it. Nothing super serious. There'd be some aspects of it that won't work, right? But at least you'll be able to listen to the show. Might help you while you're at work. You can pull up a tab or those types of things. So, yeah, I'll leave it in the show notes. htl.podcastpage.io. Yeah, type it in. Fucking do the thing! Yeah, it's a little bit of an update on what kind of what I had going on. I'm kind of empty for thoughts, so I'm not going to drag this out super, you know, forever. Right? I'm not gonna go the distance. I don't have a ton of shit on my mind. I'm actually relatively in a super cool place when it comes to drama. And I don't mean to say drama, right? But you know, this is kind of like my time for them rants and raves that I've accumulated over the weekend. I don't have any of that. It was super chill, super clean, super. Is that even a thing? Is that even a way to describe? Like, you can't even describe something that way. It was super, super, bruh. Way to go, Chad. Oh, shit. All right, well, let's wrap it up, man. It's going to do a little bit earlier. We're going to get out of here. I'm going to wish you the very best Monday, man. Check out that webpage. Thank you for tuning in, listening to my debauchery this morning. Yeah, there's other podcasts you could check out. Not so professional. Podcast, man. Kind of listening to that, man. Come Unhinged. Wine and Milk. Listening to a little bit of that. A bunch of other stuff. Check it out. Surf it around, man. Enjoy your Monday. Right? Look around yourself today and think about some of the things that I might have said in past, you know, previous podcasts, and see if there's a place you can make a change today. If there's a way that you can make yourself smile or some bullshit you can cut out. Looking on my timeline, I'm seeing a lot of people on Twitter worrying about what other people think. Someone will always have an opinion of you. But what's your opinion of yourself? That's the one that matters. You are your own worst enemy. That being said, man, fight the good fight inside your mind. Stand in front of the mirror. Congratulate yourself for all the things that you might have achieved today. Yesterday, we're going to achieve tomorrow. Because when you pat yourself on the back, it doesn't matter what these cats say. Be proud of who you are and proud of what you do. That being said, man, peace, love, and chicken grease. And as always, man, be good to yourself. Be good to others. It ain't that fucking hard. Doses.